didn't know how to act and was totally out of place. What must 10 people call him behind his back? And suppose the country person... Suppose the country person went to the city. What might the city people call him behind his back? Well, how do you normally refer to people whose skin is black?
Negros or darky.
Okay. And how do you refer to people whose skin is white? Okay. If a black person was mad at a black person or a colored person, what might you call him behind his back or in a good place, I suppose? Well, have you heard any words that colored people might get mad at white people? What they might call them?
No, not really, but of course you can call a nigger almost anything. I mean, I have heard of calling almost anything bad.
Okay, are there many colored people here in Fargo?
No. But then when his mill was going to farm down here, you know, had plenty of work, plenty of pulpwood and all. These little colored houses down here, or there was just a whole bunch of them down here, just about to them all down. There'd be three or four families living in one of the three room houses. I don't see how they were, but they did.
Okay, let's see. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. He could say that the man got awfully
mad.
Okay. And Nancy has been working hard all day. You come home, sit down, and say, boy, am I
tired, or give out, or bushed, or whipped, or just, or just a lot of things.
All of them. Well, at school, the principal could send a child home because the child was naughty, but the nurse would send a child home because the child
was sick. Or felt bad, or putting on, or something like that.
If the person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick where?
Only stomach, or any stomach. I heard it both ways.
Which would you usually say?
I always get sick on my stomach. I don't know which would be right.
Well, I've heard both of those and added stomach and people say different things. Do you have a name for a noisy, prankish celebration right after a wedding? People want to change the bride and
groom. Well, I don't know about now, but a long time ago they called it a chivalry.
What went on with it at a chivalry?
Well, they just get out there and maybe she was running a time or two and ring bells and beat tin tubs and anything to make it happen.
But it was a fun one.
Yeah.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say, well, you better be good or the what's going to get you.
Ghosts and goblins and boogerman and I don't know what.
Okay,
I guess everybody has a different word.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you greet your friends on December 25th? What's the first thing you hear?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. And if you had a really heavy suitcase that you had to carry from here all down the road away, when you got there, you'd say, I'm glad I don't have to squat this in a car. Okay. And what do you call an animal with a really hard shell that can pull his legs and stand up in?
Turtles, gophers.